Mild and humid, top temperatures 11 to 14 degrees. Today FM News, more at 3.
Lovely, cheers, Bernie, thank you.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Oh. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
How you doing? Back after a much-needed break, after a well-earned break. Tanning my chops in Gran Canaria, and let me tell you, I'm delighted to be back in work. This is, do you know what? I did it in the most sneaky way. I've always credited Ian Dempsey with being the sneakiest with regard to taking the holidays, because Ian's a sneaky, he's like cheeky.
Isn't he?
Oh, he's unbelievable. Ian takes his holidays around the bank holiday. So wasn't it last time we were on for Ian, and then the bank holiday happened after, so when he came back to a 4-day week, oh my God! Well, look at this. Look at this absolute tearing the arsism that's going on this afternoon, because we were on holiday. By the way, thank you to young Dara Quilty.
Oh, yeah.
He's mad good. As a basket of eggs. Mad as a load of monkeys chasing frogs being shot at by candy from a baby. He's completely unhinged is what he is.
Right.
You know when someone says, he's mad?
Yeah.
It's with Dara, it's actually true.
That's a clinical diagnosis.
Absolutely.
And you're not a doctor, but you know.
Take him away and throw away the key until the next time he needs to fill in for us here on Today FM. Yeah, very sneaky now. Coming in for
a 2-day week. Come on.
Coming in for a Thursday to Friday. Lads, unbelievable. Right, what have I got for you? Roxanne, but it's just rocks. Right? Roxanne, you know the song Roxanne?
The Police.
You don't have to put on that red light.
Yes.
The song Roxanne, but it's just rocks.
Roxanne, but it's just rocks.
Rocks! Stay with us. I mean, they took an already great song and
rocks. Sting's just stopping the work in there.
Sting taking a half day.
Oh my God!
Anymore? Find me on Instagram. Send me a link to any funny videos or whatever.
Today FM.
Megan Trainor. You look, this is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley back in the hot seat. After a well-deserved break, after a well-earned break, the gang's all here.
Yeah.
Hey-o! I'm the one describing it as a well-deserved break. No one else is.
Are your batteries fully topped up, very much recharged?
Fully charged.
That's good to hear. That's great to hear, actually, Ray.
Do you know what? Yesterday we went to the Canaries, by the way. Is anyone going to give me a woo? Hang on.
Ooh.
It's not really. The Canaries.
Mm-hmm.
No recession around here. Went to Gran Canaria, and we were doing our last day of stress. You know, that last day, that feeling of like, oh, I just can't face going home. I just can't face. It's the journey home. It's not actually going home or coming back to work or anything. I'm dying to get back to work, genuinely. I know it sounds sarcastic. I can't say that I like what I do without sounding sarcastic. But I love doing this job.
Yeah, no, you passed the test in that one, right? Yeah.
I really missed you guys. But that feeling of... And we checked out. The flight wasn't until 6:30 last night. So already checked out, but hanging around the pool and having no room to go to. And just sitting there stressing, just anxious and nervous and like, oh, we still need to get to the airport and we need to get through security. We need to get on the plane and the plane needs to take off on time. Oh, God, the stress is eating me alive. And I thought, I haven't had a holiday because I was stressed. Because when you take your kids on holiday with you, there's no real holiday there.
Is this a bid for sympathy from Ray Foley now?
Look, I'm not complaining.
Because I don't know if it's going to stick, Ray.
I'm struggling to relate.
Oh, I came back to my well-paid job. Oh, actually, speaking of well-paid, see those RTE figures yesterday?
Ooh. Juicy numbers.
Let me tell you. What's Ray Darcy on now these days?
Is he 305,000?
305,000. Ray Darcy makes three... Get out the calculator. Hang on. 305,000. €1,000, 305,000 divided by 12. Every month he makes €25,000.
That's nice. That is nice.
€416. Yeah.
He's got to pay tax, Ray.
What?
The man's got to pay tax.
He's got to pay tax. Okay. Well, everyone's got to pay tax. Ray Darcy every month gets €25,416.66. I mean, when you look at those numbers, you just think to yourself, is that all? I bet he misses the Out Today FM days. I tell you, is that all he gets? Oh my gosh, come on. Guys, I got you presents.
Oh, lovely, really?
Okay. I'll do that. I'm going to do the roll call after One Direction at Today FM. Maybe it's the way she walks. Bianchi. Single ladies, put a ring on it. This is Today FM. Hello there, Ray Foley back in the house. That's the roll call, actually. Ray's here. JP's on. Orla Ormond. Good day, friends. Welcome on in. Jump on. Texts, WhatsApps. Vinny texts. He says, Foley, every time you take holidays, I think you got sacked. From Vinny. Vinny, I'll have you know, we're on soft launch day 195 today. So out of, because it was our 1 year birthday, 1 year anniversary. By the way, where's me balloons?
Yeah. No cake either.
Where's me balloons and me cake?
Yeah, I know.
And everyone crowding into the studio and awkwardly clapping on the ear.
Yeah. Pam Joyce got a parade. We didn't get anything. In fact, when I came in, my seat was stolen from my desk.
My seat is stolen as well.
And all my passwords didn't work.
Orla, have they replaced the seats?
New chairs have been ordered.
What do you mean ordered? Have new chairs arrived since we went on holidays?
Yes.
Because both of our chairs are different.
Yes.
And I'm not going to lie.
You want your old chair back, don't you?
No, wait. Either I'm deeper or the chairs are shallower. You know that feeling of, I'm sitting on the edge here. This back is too far forward.
My feet were swinging in the air. I couldn't touch the ground.
Get it sorted. Have a chat with your engineering peers.
Okay.
I want a deeper seat. I want a JCB bucket brought in.
Oh, that'd be nice.
For my seating. Yeah, Vinny, we're still here. Soft launch day, like I say, launch day 195. So of 365 days, we've only done 190-odd. And Shorey, welcome back, son. How come when you're not on the wireless, I immediately think you're after getting the boot and not just a few days' holidays? Are all the texts here alluding to us getting sacked? Into year two of soft launch, congratulations on a great first year. Don't get sacked, from Richie. Lads, you go missing so often, I'm beginning to think you're cheating on me. Linda on show, love the show.
Hey.
When it's on. And Jesus, you must have the best union reps in the business. All them holidays you get from Phil and Leash. Phil, we only get the same number of holidays as everybody else. The only thing is that we are the fill-ins for Ian. So he's got like a million holidays. He's got the cushiest number in Irish radio. So Ian takes so much time off that takes us off this show in order to go and fill in for him. Do you know what I mean? So it makes it look like we're on holidays.
When
we're
you're
not.
Explaining, you're losing.
Jesus, you must have the... Ray, even Judith Chalmers would blush at the amount of holidays you take from Robbie. Who's Judith Chalmers? What's that?
Do you remember the old BBC and or UTV / ITV travel show that Judith Chalmers used to present? She had a fabulous tan year-round because she did so much travelling.
Oh, because she was always on holidays.
Wish You Were Here, I think it was.
Why don't we do the same joke but with Catherine Thomas? Because it's the same deal.
Hey, Robbie, make it Irish, less British, yeah?
And thank Christ you're back. What's wrong with that lay about JP? Why couldn't he do the show on his own from Angie? That's an idea. And Charlene is over there. 0874-100-102. Charlene?
Well, lads, Charlene on Shaw today. Hello, good to have you finally back in the hot seat. Gonna have to keep an eye on these wee sneaky holidays that are going on.
Very sneaky.
But listen, good to have you back all the same.
Cheers, darling.
Owen Ray.
It was.
Happy anniversary.
Yay. It's not an anniversary unless there's balloons. Did she get a bottle of bubbly as well or something?
No. Oh, did she? Oh, she did, yeah. Flowers, yeah.
What? She got flowers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was only a couple of weeks ago.
The CEO presented her with gifts.
I'm not even joking now. There better be something organised for me. I'm not messing.
Well, apparently you've got a new desk chair on the way, right? So that's something to celebrate.
I've been, no word of a lie, I've been practising my 1 year anniversary surprise face the entire time I was on holidays. There I was poolside.
for me?
I swear.
Do you want your presents?
Oh, yes,
please. Yeah.
I don't get a bottle of champagne or a bunch of flowers. Here's... Oh, hang on. I'm going to hide it.
There's a suspiciously shaped object in that bag.
As you know, we went to the Canaries, which is a long and cultured, varied history down through the years of farming and tourism.
Volcanoes.
And they've gone through, of course, their agriculture has been built around the rock formations of the islands. They're off the coast, off the western coast of the African continent.
Coast.
So a very rich and varied. So I thought I'd get you something
representative of
the culture.
Do you know what that means so much more?
Than the standard like bottle of vodka or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. No thanks.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
For you,
can,
JP.
Can I guess? Have you tapped into the long held tradition in the Canaries, very much based there?
Yeah.
Of honey based nougat / almond. Triangular chocolate confectionery.
You know me too well.
El Toblerone.
I've gone for
oh,
the classic.
Look at the size of that.
Toblerone.
Oh, wow.
A large Toblerone. The massive airport Toblerones are not as big as they used to be, has to be said. Still big, like. But
you could take down a cow with that.
And Orla, just for a change, I got you exactly the same thing.
Thank you so much.
There you go.
Great.
Consistency.
Because in Gran Canaria Airport, Las Palmas, they have a 2-for-1 deal.
Ray Foley.
It's not 2-for-1, it's buy 2 and you get them for a certain price. Right, the show continues. You've got Icona Pop and Tupac on the way. Tupac and Changes. This is Today FM playing the music you love.
That's just the way it is. Oh, yeah.
Other songs that song reminds you of. Do you ever, you know, the way a song goes in a category bucket in your head and you're like, Tupac Changes, that also reminds me of.
Bruce Hornsby?
Well, come
the
on.
Range.
That's a sample, though, isn't
so,
it?
No.
You're an absolute mess, are you?
What are you talking about?
What's the. What
California. That one.
California Love.
Yes.
That's Tupac and Dr. Dre.
You asked me what songs it reminds me of.
California. Dre. Please hold. I've got to hear somewhere. Dum, dum, dum. Tupac, Dr. Dre, and California Love. Yeah, I was right, actually.
California.
Yeah. I hit him with a little ghetto gospel. Do you remember that one?
Oh,
With Elton John. Were they pals or something? What was the story there between Tupac and Elton John? Were they mates prior to the sad passing of...
I don't know how far back their friendship goes, right?
Tupac and Elton.
Mm.
Was it Elton? Hang on, it wasn't. That was Biggie, was it? Elton John. Ghetto gospel. Please hold. You don't mind waiting? It was Tupac and Elton John there.
Was indeed. Yeah.
Here it comes.
Hit him with a little ghetto gospel.
Don't you
wish? He used to follow me.
It's great to have me back, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sorely missed.
What's the other one? KCI.
And JoJo.
KC and JoJo. I always remember that one as well. Hang on, am I right? Am I right there? What's this? Am I right?
The things you want. Ooh,
and then JoJo. I ain't mad at you as well. Oh, hang on a second. Whoa. Some of these are actual explicit advisory, so we better not. We better be careful. You always got to be careful, don't you? You got to keep an eye on it. And then there's JoJo, which is a different JoJo.
Oh, whopper.
Get out. Leave.
Right now.
Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dead right, girl. Right. Still no sign of the balloons. Balloon watch. A year of the show since we were reunited back here on Afternoons on Today FM. It was Valentine's 2022 and Valentine's 2023 has come and gone. This is our first day on, obviously, because we're on holidays and we're expecting balloons and flowers.
That was also the day I met the two of you professionally for the first time. No, not you, JP. I'd known you before. Yeah.
Was it our first? That seems very unprofessional, doesn't it? There was no sort of getting to know you or sort of like you were.
Well, there was COVID in the mix, wasn't there? So you couldn't come in.
Oh, I had COVID.
Before.
Yeah. But even at that, like, there was no phone call or a Zoom or anything.
No,
it was just like, "Hello, you're working on my show now."
Yes, you there?
Welcome. Anyway, still no sign of any balloons. Shane texted, he said there were balloons. They were flying over America a few days ago. Hey! Don't know why they haven't arrived. Happy anniversary from Shane. Shaney boy, thank you very much indeed. Much obliged. And we got great listenership figures as well. Do you know what? Between anniversaries and listenership figures coming out, I think it's best for me to take holidays when these things are happening, because then I can't go on the air and do the whole...
being insufferable.
Yeah. I did put it up on Instagram. Loads of love there. Thank you for... And by the way, thank you very much for listening. I've said it sincere bit. Just for a second. Pause. Usual nonsense will continue in just a moment. Thank you genuinely so much for listening. I couldn't have imagined, I couldn't have dreamt that we would be doing this here, us here again, and doing it for a year and for it to be so successful. That's easy for me to say,
yeah,
successful.
I know, yeah.
But genuinely, thank you so much for listening. It means so much. And record listenership figures and all that. We've put it up all on Insta. And it's great. You saw it on Insta, did you?
I did, yeah. And Instagram didn't like my congratulations to you.
Why?
What's that? I don't know. I sent what was a genuinely nice
what
reply.
What did I say?
You.
What was my original thing? It was just
it was the picture of you with your little name badge and the listener figures and how grateful you were and all that kind of crack.
Yeah.
So I said,
sincere, yeah.
Sincere, yeah. And then I sent a sincere reply saying, best boy, with some clapping.
Okay.
And then a little warning popped up saying, help keep Instagram a supportive place. Remember to follow our community guidelines and be respectful when messaging others.
So Instagram thought you were being sarcastic.
Yeah. Maybe.
Instagram thought you were being like, oh, well done, best boy.
All the terrible stuff I say is to your face.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. Ray Foley. Obviously, again, the algorithm knows. The algorithm knows he's not a best boy at all. He's a pain in the hole. All right, we'll play the Killers for you next. It's got a heart like hell. It's called Hurt Like Hell. It's our all-Irish track of the week from Amy today FM. We play the music you love. Amy did, she was on with us for the Big Busk last year for Focus Ireland. And that's happening again this year. I'll tell you more about that later on. She's the most played Irish female artist on the 2022 radio chart, JP. Mm. Over the last year, she's been flying between Sweden and LA, writing and recording new music. Her, I presume it's her Instagram, is it? Amy Music Official for updates. Yeah, you can jump on there for updates. Although you don't need any updates because I've just updated you on Amy's diary and her new song right here with our All Irish Track of the Week on Today FM. You're welcome. Are you delighted with that?
Yes.
Did I do that? What did I do it right? Did
it
I
was
do
it? All spick and span. Lovely.
It was radio.
Yes, it was radio.
Well, what can I say? It's all part of the radio package here from the broadcast. Hey, guys. Today FM's cash machine. We are 3.5 minutes away from closing the lines on the cash machine. Your final reminder this afternoon for your total. If we call you, you need to know €30,592.56.
Ray Foley.
It's a rollover. €30,592.56 for you this afternoon. Making the call in the next few minutes. We're playing Swedish House Mafia next.
This is Dr. Georgina Jordan, head of emergency.
I'll be waiting.
Keane DeCrow.
I'll be waiting.
I'll be waiting. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon to you. Ray Foley back in and on. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How are you?
Feeling great. We're like Tony the Tiger. We're hawking carbohydrates to your children. They're great.
Now fortified with extra sugar.
Essential vitamins and minerals, including
sugar.
Yeah, Keane DeCrow then, and I'll be waiting. Man, that kid has a voice, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got the pipes.
He's got the chops, right?
He's got that kind of sort of like a... you know when I've got a cold, I've got a head cold, or I've got a kind of a scratchy sore throat,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I sound great. He's got that, but he's got it all the time. Because you never wanna...
You've really got that big soul voice, don't you?
Because you never wanna that scratch there.
Yeah, that's a bit of grit. Yeah, it's because he means it more.
Because you never wanna.
You ever wanna bet on us?
You never wanna bet on us? Keane DeCrow has talent. Because you never. I watched one video, a single video. of Cian DeCro. He popped up on my Instagram reels as I was swiping along, mindlessly doom scrolling, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah.
I was going from video to video, and one popped up of Cian DeCro walking along the street, and he randomly starts singing, and it just so happens that he has a choir with him.
Oh, that's handy.
It's very convenient. Okay. Oh, there was one actually where he was... I watched one video and then Instagram gave me dozens of videos. Like, honest to God, I watched the one video. I was like, do you know what? That's lovely. That's a really nice thing. There was a busker on the street. Let me go find this video. There's dozens. Like, honestly, I'm looking at all of Cian DeCro's videos now.
It's funny the way the Instagram algorithm works, because after about 20 minutes of scrolling, you start to think, ooh, is that who I am? Is that my personality? Yeah. Why is a machine getting all this stuff at me? Ooh.
He was walking along. Oh, there it is. Is this the one here? Hang on. So he's walking along in Manchester, he said, and the busker was... There it is. So this young fella, this young busker is busking on the street in Manchester, and he's singing I'll Be Waiting from Cian DeCro. Next thing, Cian DeCro walks past with an entire bloody choir with him. Wouldn't you be mortified?
Oh, you would, yeah.
If Cian DeCro, it's like your man, do you remember the kid who was singing Hosier, and Hosier walks along? That's the choir jumping in. That's the young fella singing, by the way. He's great. I mean, like, Cian, could you back off?
Cheers.
So I watched that one video. Next thing, I see him doing it in a shopping centre. I see him doing it in a Starbucks while he's ordering a coffee.
Not with the choir as
with
well.
With the choir.
Always there.
It seems like Cian DeCro goes everywhere with a choir.
Right. He's doing some kind of house share with a choir.
I have absolutely. They have to travel. Like, they all live in a hostel. Mm. Himself and these 15 other people with amazing voices. He has one on a train. It looks like a Lewis, actually, but he's one on a train where he starts singing. And there's this one guy.
Do they all pay the fare?
So there's this one guy, like, he's just the fella, he's just going home from work.
Yeah.
It's dark. All he wants to do is get home.
I'll wait for you at night.
And Cian's singing on his own, that's fine. He's just a one randomer, bit of a weirdo, singing a song on his own on a train, right? Next thing, the choir kick in.
If you ever want to fall in love, if you ever want to bet on us.
And they're doing that thing in the Instagram video of zooming in on these just commuters, people on the train. And there's one guy, like, all credit to him, he's doing this kind of face of like, what the
I didn't sign up for this.
If you ever want to be my one.
Oh, there's a lady loving it. And there's a man just going, oh.
I'll be waiting. If you ever want one more night. If you ever want to make things right. If you ever want to change your mind.
Videoing it. Very nice. Do you know, and he seems like a lovely fella. And very clever videos. But now, of course, my Instagram is just all Cian DeCro with the choir videos. Walking around in public. Actually, when I was on holidays, there was a woman on Instagram, a woman getting her photograph taken by her husband on Instagram. And I'm definitely in the background doing this face. Oh. This is a row whether this is Today FM. Reminding you that Today FM rocks, back to back rock tunes. Download the app, swipe over to Today FM rocks. And you can listen to Ed from 10 o'clock tonight right here on Today FM with Today FM rocks. Available now on the Today FM app. All right, what's this? This is the Beast from the East. Are we getting another Beast from the East? Is that the talk? I remember before we went on holidays, I read an article that said, oh, Beast from the East is coming. And I thought, brilliant. I'll be doing that awful thing, that disgusting thing of texting people at home when I'm on the beach on holidays in Gran Canaria in the sunshine. Texting home going, oh, is it cold? And it never came. It wasn't last week anyway. There was no Beast from the East. piece from the East latest. Expert shares warning signs that that weather event could be a major one. The latest weather forecasts show that a sudden stratospheric warming event is now, quote, likely to take place at the end of February or the start of March. And photographs then from the... When was the last the big beast?
That was 5 years ago, 2018, I remember.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Wow. Feels like way longer. That's the pandemic. That's COVID in the middle. 2 years of lockdowns in the middle of that. It feels like 10 years ago.
I had kind of a lean-to at the back, and the snow was so heavy, I was sitting there in the house, and this thing collapsed, and I thought a train had hit the house, which would be difficult, because the house is not near a train line. But honestly, it scared the hell out of me.
Listener, did you think that he was talking about being under a lean-to, like he's living in a lean-to, like JP's life is in a Charles Dickens novel?
Yeah. Tiny Tim.
He's got the gloves with the ends of the fingers chopped off.
Yeah.
There I was in my lean-to, sir. And the snow was so heavy on my lean-to.
Got any goose fat, sir, for the dinner, for me supper?
Let me call my weather guy.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Carlo Weather, ladies and gentlemen.
Everywhere you go.
It's Alan O'Reilly, everybody.
Always take the weather with
How's
you.
Doing?
Everywhere you go. Always take the weather.
You don't have a theme tune, Alan, do you?
No, and I haven't a note in my head either, so it's probably just as well.
Well, I think now is the time to introduce. You can either have that or you can have Blame It on the Weatherman by Bewitched. What would you like?
Oh, Blame It on the Weatherman. I always get blamed.
Okay, I'll get that one then as well then. I'll dig that out for you. Come here. What's the... They say it's a warming event, but is the warming event causing snow then? Is that the expectation?
The stratospheric warming event is taking place now. It's the winds have reversed up in the stratosphere and temperatures are much, much higher, which means they're actually probably about minus 5, but they're normally about minus 70. But that's about 30 kilometres above us.
Okay.
So that's a long, long, long way. Probably where those balloons were.
Okay.
So what happens sometimes is, like in 2018, that has an impact on our weather. But did you know we also had a sudden stratospheric warming event in 2019? And I bet you don't remember any snow that year.
No, there was no beast from the east that year. So
exactly.
So how does it turn into a beast from the east then? Does it? It involves obviously coming over from the east off the back of this warming event, is it?
So what happens is the polar vortex gets shredded to tatters, and it can come down to our level into the troposphere, and then the jet stream can buckle, which instead of sending the westerly mild weather from the west or southwest, it can dive and it can open up the gates to the east of us to allow the cold to flood in from the east.
And then it just opens it up and it moves in that way then. Okay, I gotcha. Right.
But even if it does have an impact on weather, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to have an impact on Irish weather. So, for example, it could be a beast from the east that comes as far as Germany and doesn't come as far as British Isles or Ireland at all. Or it could be that loads of headlines in the UK papers get everybody thinking there's a beast in the east coming, but it gets as far as the IBC and decides, nah, I'm not going any further.
Right.
So it's wait and see.
Are you pouring cold water instead of tons of cold snow? You're pouring cold water on a beast in the east, or should we be more skeptical?
I'm trying to make sure that people don't think that a sudden stratospheric warming event equals beast in the east, because it doesn't.
Okay.
What it does do, it does increase our chances of colder weather about 2 weeks after the event happens. So that's about the end of February into the start of March. So if you're looking out and you're seeing the daffodils coming up and it's about 13 degrees in some parts of the country today, and you're thinking about putting away all those winter clothes, and, you know, I would say maybe hold on.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be worrying about the gas bill and electricity bill or the price of a bag of coal, thinking that you're going to have a beast in the east, you're not going to be able to leave the house. And I certainly wouldn't. Like, loads of people on Instagram have messaged me, should I be buying toilet roll or paper or bread?
Bread, yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be stocking up on the bread either.
Not yet. Well, the other thing as well is it's not necessarily going to last weeks and weeks either, is it? It could potentially only be just a few days of it, like we've had before, is it?
Exactly. And it actually is going to get much colder around the middle of next week. And okay, we could see some hill snow Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But it's not going to be anything like a beast in the east. It's just going to be some cool February weather. But we can still, I mean, people remember St. Patrick's Day where you'd have your shorts on, where you'd have your winter coat on. you know, it you can pretty much get any kind of weather into the start of April. So it's wait and see. But look, the newspapers love to print the headlines. They love to stick my name on it and say weather expert warns about this big event that's coming. But no, I'm afraid.
Do you know what? A paper never refuses ink, I suppose, and there's a bit of drama in it. But it's worth it. So we can say there are some of the conditions that would help a beast or make a beast from the east happen are going to be occurring, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there will be a beast from the east. We just have to keep an eye on it.
Exactly. It's like putting the ingredients for cookies out on the counter, but that doesn't mean you're going to make cookies.
No, but cookie dough is delicious as well.
Eat it already.
I've got two kids at the moment. We've done a week's holidays and we've got to get see through the midterm. And now we're thinking, oh Jesus, there could be snow days on top of this as well. So Alan, giving some of us some comfort this afternoon. Cheers, Alan. Thanks so much for taking the call this afternoon.
Okay, guys, take it easy.
Much obliged. Everywhere you go, Alan O'Reilly and Carlo. Always take the weather with you. Everywhere you go, always take the weather. Said blaming on the weatherman, didn't he?
He did, yeah. I took away from that conversation that my lean-to is safe for another year. It will survive.
Sir, it's me lean-to, sir.
Sir, got any chip fat, sir, for the supper, sir?
Sir, you understand.
Got any kippers for me lunch, sir?
Sir, you understand. Another beast from the east snowstorm comes in all sudden like that. Me lean-to could go under, sir.
The ghost of Doc Cotton, alive and well.
Sir, don't you understand?
Oh, jeez, that's fierce bad now.
I find it very difficult to eat me gruel under 12 feet of snow.
Oh, this is a great old song. Skim on there for us there, will you? For a while, here I am, out on my own. Go on again. Won't blame it on myself. Yeah. Go on, girls. I'll blame it on the weatherman. All right, that's Alan's new theme tune. Ray Foley. Guys, over 30,000 euro up for grabs on the Today FM cash machine this afternoon. Making the call in a couple of minutes. Stay right here. Rihanna next. Love rock music. Rihanna, SOS. Oh, Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's here. JP's there.
Hiya.
The Beast from the East. We were talking to Alan from Carlo Weather a couple of minutes ago. And the Beast from the East is coming. We got snow days.
Hang on a second.
We got tobogganing. We got snowmen and women and snow people. Coming out the yin yang. The boiler in the school is going to break down and the entire education system is going to buckle.
Right.
So everyone's going to have to stay at home and enjoy.
That's not what he said.
That's not what he said. But I'm extrapolating.
Okay.
Alan from Carlo Weather saying some of the conditions will be there for a beast from the east, but you need the rest of them for it to happen. And that might happen, but there's no guarantee it will. But the end of this month is when it could / might happen, if it's going to happen at all. It would be amazing. John texts, beast of the east, which direction did you fly in from, Ray? From John. Well, I was in the Canary, so I came in from the
south,
from a sort of a southerly direction. Look out! He's coming back! He ate three Toblerones on the flight on the way over. I remember the beast from the east. The one from 5 years ago, three? It was three at the time?
Yeah.
And he had this gorgeous little these ski onesies.
Right.
You know, they're kind of padded ones.
Jumpsuits, yeah.
A jumpsuit, yeah. And he had the boots on. And they were doing, they were doing snow angels, right?
Yeah.
On our street. And because like you were saying about your lean-to.
Yeah, lean-to.
That the snow had gotten so thick on our street in certain places that they were able to jump into it and do the snow angels, you know, which involves you lie down in it and then you put your arms up and down and your legs up and down.
And flap, yeah.
Yeah, and flap. And then when you get up, it looks like an angel. So he saw some other kids doing it. He was three at the time, so he was only like a toddler. And he went to kind of sort of throw himself into the snow, into this kind of like a little drift of snow, and he disappeared into it. Pull him out of an Andrew-shaped hole. It was ridiculous. Today FM's cash machine. Here we go. Over 30k on the line. What's the exact total? You better have written it down, because we could be calling you right now on the cash machine. You know how it works. Answer within five rings. Give us the exact amount and you win it all. Barry's making that call. Let's go. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
Yes, I can.
Who are we talking to?
Hold on one second, hold on. I'm just on a bus, that's all it is.
Who are we talking to?
Mary Gallagher.
Mary, where are you?
I'm down in Donegal, Killybegs.
On a bus. Can you please tell us what you're doing on a bus?
I'm doing an escort for intellectual disabilities.
Oh,
for... home to come back again.
Do you know how much the cash amount is, by any chance?
Yeah, it's 30,592.56.
Mary, let me double check that for you here.
Oh, dear God, I'm worried.
Mary, would you believe you're absolutely right? Well done.
Good job.
Congratulations.
Happy days.
You have just become the newest winner on the cash machine. Are you delighted
Thank
with
you
yourself?
So much. That's excellent. Thank you very much.
You're delighted?
I am, geez, sure. Why wouldn't I be?
Mary, come here. It's a large amount of money. It's life-changing. Any plans for it?
Not right now at the moment. I need to go home and think about it.
No, do you know what? You would have to mull that over for a little while. Who are you going to be mulling it over with, Mary? Who are the family?
I have plenty of kids. I have plenty of kids and grandkids.
Okay, so they're going to have a few ideas as well.
Very well. I'll know where they'll be at me first thing this evening.
And there will be celebrations in Donegal this weekend, I'm hoping, Mary.
God, that's fantastic. This is great.
It's great. It is great. It's €30,592.56. You have just won the cash machine. Well done.
Woo-hoo.
The winning continues on Today FM's cash machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to get that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's cash machine.
How would you rate Mary's levels of excitement? I would say she's about as excited as if she'd found out she passed an NCT. Or you know when you go into a supermarket and there's a guy frying up half bits of sausages on a cocktail stick and you get a freebie. About that level.
Get a second half a sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's great. I think can we go back on the audio? It was along the lines of, wow, that's great. Thank you very much.
Mary, would you believe you're absolutely right? Well done.
Ooh, good job.
Congratulations.
Happy days.
You have just become the newest winner on the cash machine. Are you delighted
Thank
with
you
yourself?
So that's excellent. Thank you very much.
That's the one. That's excellent. Thank you very much.
That's excellent. Thank you very much.
You're delighted.
Why wouldn't I be?
I love it when Barry's asking you, are you delighted? You're not giving us enough. You're not giving him enough delight. Well done to Mary. Yeah. Well deserved. Yeah. And congratulations. We'll have another cash total for you on the last word after 4:30. Jason Derulo riding solo today FM. Music,
you're delighted.
Barry, I'm absolutely over the moon.
You're delighted.
I'm thrilled. JP?
Delighted, Jep.
Are you delighted?
You're delighted. You're delighted.
Yeah.
This is on a subject. What was the winner? Was it Mary?
Mary, yeah.
Mary, the winner. She was quite circumspect in her celebration of winning.
The high's never too high. The low's never too low.
That's excellent. Thank you very much.
I think Mary. That's Mary's initial reaction, because even if you stay with it a little bit longer, it dawns on her, like, it's the initial sort of...
That's excellent, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, I suppose 30,000 euro is nice. But then, a little bit later on, you probably don't realise it. If this is just some voice down the phone, she's at a bus stop. You don't realise it, you just won 30,000 euro. And then you hear it in her as sort of a, oh, hang on a second, I've just won this amount of money.
God, that's fantastic. This is great.
It's great. It is great. It's €30,592.56.
Ray Foley.
Unbelievable. Well done, Mary. Like I said, Matt Cooper will have a new total for you after 4:30 right here on Today FM. Stick around for that.
That was the same level of enthusiasm as I feel when I see a parent and baby spot at Tesco.
Although, I'd probably be more excited than that, actually. I love it when a parent and baby spot has come along and I have a child in the back. I would always feel bad, you know, even if I've got the child seats strapped in the back seat. I'd be like, I can get away with it. But it's just not worth the hassle. You just feel bad. Stay here. I got Sophie Ellis-Bextor on the way next.
Last year, you helped us raise over... Fell for sure, and I work a bit more, but let's wish you. Where did the board?
get a pork, get a bit of pork, and get a bit of pork, pork, pork. Get a bit of pork, get a bit of pork.
Lizzo, about goddamn time. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello, Ray Foley back in the hot seat, living my best life. Feeling pretty good too. I was actually thinking, Mary earlier on, Mary in Donegal, she won herself our cash machine total today of €30,592.56. 30 grand. Mm. And she wasn't particularly excited. She was like, she was fine. Like, you know, she was fine. She was like, oh, yeah. Barry said, you're delighted. And where's Mary? Is she there?
God, that's fantastic. This is great.
Oh, no, that was her happier response, but she was initially kind of like, oh wow, thanks, that's great, thank you, bye.
Taking it in her stride.
I was actually thinking it's probably more of a Ray Darcy thing, that when you consider that Ray Darcy gets a cash machine win every month,
yeah,
it's kind of like,
do you know what, in those terms,
yeah,
it's chump change really.
What was the total we said earlier on? €25,000 a month.
Yeah, you've got bills to pay.
Oh god, that's great, thanks. Yeah. Who were the other big winners? What were those numbers like? It was Joe Duffy.
Joe Duffy was number two on the list, and I believe, now don't quote me on this, but he's certainly over the 350,000 a year mark. I think he might even be 390.
Let me do the maths.
That's good now. That's a good number.
Good money. That's good money.
Yeah. He does a lot of business on the phones, though, so he's probably got a lot of phone bills to pay. And no, that will cover them.
But a lifeline they're ringing in.
Mm. Oh, right, yeah.
Hang on. So that's 29,000 a month.
Like, if you opened your banking app on your phone and you saw that.
Imagine if you saw it just once, like,
you'd be,
like,
you'd be phoning the bank saying, guys, there's been a mistake.
There's a mistake.
Yeah. And is this taxpayer's money? Is it?
Imagine, okay. you know, like on payday, you know, if your payday's on a Friday and it's midnight on the Thursday night.
Yeah.
And in some jobs, they pay you at midnight. Mm-hmm. And you go on the app and you're refreshing and refreshing and refreshing. Imagine going on and going €29,166 there. Oh yeah, I got paid, love. We can go out. We can order a takeaway now. Unbelievable.
And Joe's only been employed there for, what, 25, 30 years?
Look at, they're struggling. They're muddling by. As like I said earlier on,
yeah.
Is that all?
Correct.
Is Sharon Viola on it, actually?
I did see her name on the list.
Sharon Viola on the newsreader. She's in hot water today, I tell you. Actually, a few of the newspapers picked up on this story. This is Sharon Viola saying do you know what? It's her own show. It's the title of her own show she got wrong and gave it an inappropriate name. This is RTE presenter Sharon Viola makes awkward blunder while reading the news. She was left red-faced as she made an awkward blunder while reading the 9 o'clock news. The broadcaster was presenting the news on Tuesday when she made the slip-up saying nudes.
Oh, no.
Nudes. As in naked people.
Yeah.
Nudes. She says, she said nudes rather than news just before going into the ad break. Explaining what was coming up after the break, Sharon said, still to go on in the 9 o'clock nudes. I got it for you. Of course, we had to hear it. Please hold. I have it here somewhere. Sharon Viola in action the other night.
Still to come on the 9 o'clock nudes. News.
It's a quick correction, in fairness.
She caught herself.
Still to come on the 9 o'clock nudes. News.
Sharon, don't tease us like that. So, without further ado, inappropriate TV show titles, and it needs to be inappropriate but sufficiently appropriate for us to be able to read it out on the air.
Pre-watershed.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you having...
Hang on, who's going first?
I'll go first. Why don't we alternate?
Okay,
I'll go first then. What if the news at 5:30 became the news at 5:30?
Oh, that's not bad.
Just gentle.
Well, the news at 5:30 on TV3 is of course followed by the 6 o'clock show.
That's not bad.
What time is it?
Six o'clock.
It's the 6 o'clock show. And there'll be more than just cooking in the kitchen tonight.
I like my reality TV shows, right? So how about Judge Rudy?
All right.
Or Dr. Phil, a.k.a. Dr. Feel.
Yeah, he'll be done for that. I'm taking back home to Ireland more reality TV. You like your Operation Transformation?
I do, yeah.
Even better, Yeah. Operation Fornication.
That's quite rude. Do you know tipping point?
Yeah.
Stripping point, right?
Stripper, that's okay. You kept it quite clean.
I've gone very clean.
Yeah.
Come dine with me.
Right.
Bum dine with me. And on that theme, might I add, on that theme.
I've got that as well.
Do you?
Well, I've got the, you know, the evening show over on the BBC there, on BBC One. The One Show?
Yeah.
It's the Bum Show.
That doesn't rhyme, you've cheated.
It's so funny.
Come on.
The Bum Show, come on.
Are you aware of RT's popular farming show, Ear to the Ground?
Yeah.
Well, word of warning, rear to the ground.
Oh, very good. I've got Strictly Come Dancing. I've got the animated kids TV show Bluey.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any change needed there. It's just Bluey.
Could we do, you know, leaders questions?
Yeah, okay.
Could we do cheerleaders questions?
I don't know. You love your soaps, though.
Oh, yeah.
Soaping up tonight. We'll be watching Copulation Street. And my favourite, in place of Room to Improve with Dermot Bannon, Room to Improve,
yeah,
you've got room for your boobs.
We were good. We were cold. Kind of dream.
Has the school not started yet?
They're off. They're on midterm.
Oh, yeah.
0874-100-102. Can you do better?
Built a home.
It's pre-watershed though, so keep it clean. Miley Cyrus on Today FM. Jumbo Wamba Top Thumping, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley in and inappropriate TV show titles on text and WhatsApps this afternoon. 0874-100-102. Following on from Sharon Niviolan's Nudes on the 9 o'clock Nudes the other night.
Still to come on the 9 o'clock Nudes. News.
most of these we can't read out. Great.
Filth.
Thank you very much. Yeah, great. I've got two young children at home. And their ears don't need to hear this.
The text machine is polluted.
It's disgusting. Polluted. Poor JP. He needs counselling after this.
Yeah.
Reading these text messages for you. Kieran texted. He said, Bear in the big blue house has a completely different meaning. So Cinema Bluey, similarly. It's like taking original. We don't need to do much work with the title of Bluey. Orla's over there. Orla?
Guys, Orla here in Kildare. 6 o'clock Monday, Wednesday and Friday on RT1. Nationwide.
And now on one. Similarly, actually, Ollie texted. He said, how about the old favourite on a Sunday evening, Glen Road? And David texted, a blind date, a.k.a. grind date.
Yeah, that works.
Once again, a solid suggestion. Thank you very much. Jonas Brothers at Today FM. Heard about one, two times, don't need to question. Jonas Brothers and What a Man Gonna Do, Today FM, playing the music you love, and that is our little show for today. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
Yeah, we didn't get to do so many things on the show today.
Yeah.
So many things planned. We were unable to deliver them due to time constraints. We didn't get to do Tubbs Thumping.
Right.
But Ryan Tuberty comes in and proves he's worth every cent of his €440,000 salary by doing a stunning cover of Chumbawamba's classic Tub Thumping in Tubbs Thumping. We didn't get to do Pay Darcy, where much-loved national broadcaster Ray Darcy reveals he's developed his own payment app to receive his whopping €305,000 yearly salary. And we didn't get to do Joe Duffy's fee spree, where Joe Duffy's whopping £400,000 fee for broadcasting is spent on a huge shopping spree in Joe Duffy's fee spree. Joe Duffy's fee spree. Hey, great news. Matt Cooper's on the next.
From the morning routines to cozy family moments.